800-333-1631.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, go to newnordicusa.com or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A White House meeting has wrapped up between President Biden and congressional leaders aimed at ironing out problems on a spending bill, which is days to go before a Friday government shutdown deadline. House Speaker Mike Johnson, after the meeting, called them productive.
Over the last several days, quite literally around the clock, to get that job done, we're very optimistic. I hope that the other leaders came out here and told you the same. We believe that we can get to agreement on these issues and prevent a government shutdown.
The president calling on Congress to act, saying it would be devastating to the economy. He, along with Democratic leaders, also urged the House Speaker to take up the Senate-passed foreign aid bill for Ukraine and Israel. The economy, one of the issues on voters' minds today in Michigan, casting ballots in the presidential primary races. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is in Alabama today, hearing from IVF patients and providers. It follows the state Supreme Court's ruling that frozen embryos are children. This is ABC News. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is out with its picks for the safest cars of 2024.
The Hyundai Motor Group was the big winner overall, with 16 Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis vehicles winning either Top Safety Pick or Top Safety Pick Plus awards. Among them, Kia's Telluride and the new for 2024 Hyundai Kona. Five different Mazdas took home Top Safety Pick Plus awards. That's the most of any single brand. And it comes after the IIHS changed its awards criteria, upping the requirements for backseat passengers and pedestrian crash avoidance systems. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
San Francisco's Board of Supervisors voting on a resolution later today to apologize to black residents for decades of discrimination and racist laws. All 11 members have signed on as sponsors of the resolution guaranteeing its passage. The measure calls on San Francisco to commit to making substantial ongoing systemic changes in the community. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig. A true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. The leader of Minnesota's second largest school district has been tapped to lead schools in his hometown of Madison.
St. Paul Schools Superintendent Joe Gothard has been named the new superintendent of the Madison Metropolitan School District, beating out 2 other applicants for the job. Gothard is a Madison native, graduate of Edgewood College in Madison, and former MMSD employee, having served as a middle and high school principal and assistant superintendent before taking the St. Paul job in 2017. Gothard, recently named National Superintendent of the Year, will now lead Wisconsin's second largest public school district, serving 26,000 K-12 students in 52 schools. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A standing room only crowd at Monday night's Green Bay School Board meeting. That large turnout came to show their support for Dr. Claude Taylor Jr., asking the board to reinstate him as the Green Bay District's superintendent. One of Taylor's supporters, Mary Yang.
Every time I have a sliver of hope that you guys will do the right thing, it keeps coming down and getting shattered. Please do the right thing now. Reinstate Dr. Taylor.
Public comment portion of the meeting went on for over 2.5 hours. That came after the board held 2 closed sessions. The board says it followed procedures before Taylor's resignation.
Dr. Taylor submitted his resignation after an investigation began into comments he made on an Atlanta radio show. The board is aware that allegations were made that Dr. Taylor did not receive due process while the board was investigating his comments. The board says they ensured that all of Dr. Taylor's rights as an employee were respected. He was represented by his own legal counsel throughout the investigation leading up to his resignation. The statement aims to correct misinformation and says there have been threats made against individuals as a result of misinformation. I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmth continues for now as highs spike to the mid-50s. Clouds will thicken and winds will begin to whip as a chance of snow arrives tonight. Expecting around an inch, we'll be battling blustery cold by tomorrow. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, 53 degrees.
AOA. Thanks for joining us today for another episode of Agriculture of America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Appreciate you being with us. Coming up on the program, we're going to get some tips for calving season, which is here, and some things to consider and remember with Madison Kavarna, beef nutrition field specialist with South Dakota State University Extension. She will join us coming up in segment two today. In segment three, we're going to have a conversation with Florida Representative Kat Kamick. We're going to get her perspectives on where things stand with the farm bill and more. Looking forward to that conversation. And then at the end of the show today, Brian Weimer, agronomist with LG Seeds in Illinois, is going to join us as we think about some lessons learned in 2023 and how we can apply them to making decisions for the 2024 growing season. So looking forward to all that and more here on AOA today. AOA brought to you by Cenex. Hard work, long hours, and extreme conditions are new. Cenex Premium Diesel meets the demands of today's toughest engines. Premium diesel to keep you going. Learn more at Cenex.com. First up, though, we want to learn more about a new initiative centered around ATV and UTV safety with Nationwide. Joining us to tell us more, he is the VP of Farm Sales and Farm Underwriting with Nationwide. Dirk Pollitt is with us. Dirk, thanks for joining us here on AOA today. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Happy to join you, Jesse.
Well, I know Nationwide, you guys are rolling out some new safety initiatives for ATV, UTV safety here in 2024. And so I want to talk about that and also just in general, why it's important for folks on the farm and ranch to make sure they are safe with their ATV and UTV use. It's something that I think is just so, so important, Dirk, especially, you know, folks can get hurt pretty easily if they're not using their ATVs and UTVs correctly, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we're really, really excited about this campaign. So it's called Let's Champion Rider Safety. And you know, Jesse, and your listeners, I'm sure know, we have deep roots in agriculture. Our heritage is in agriculture, and we're the number one insurer of farms and ranches. So this work is really close to home for us. We've done a lot of work in the past around grain bin safety. So we've tried to make investments over the years in trying to support the ag community and those things that are important to them. And this really, the collective goal for us is simple on this campaign, is to make sure that every operator is aware of the risks of these vehicles, and to make sure that they're taking steps to be safe for the ag community.
Well, I know, Dirk, I was looking through the Nationwide website. You guys have a lot of resources there. And I know one article, in fact, kind of laid out three different pillars of ATV and UTV safety for large farms and agribusinesses. And I know there's so many things that go into safety, but maybe you could touch on some of those pillars or just some of the other things that you guys are really focusing on with folks in terms of ATV, UTV safety.
Yeah, you bet. And the reason why this is, I think, such a significant issue for us now is during the pandemic, we saw a huge increase in the utilization of these vehicles. And they've always been a really important aspect of running a farm and working in ag. But we just saw the utilization skyrocket over the course of the last few years. And the industry is expecting that growth will continue in that 3 to 5% range over the course of time. And we've also seen the horsepower of these vehicles really ramp up as well. And then more important than anything, we've saw the overall level of injuries increase exponentially the last few years. So I'll give you just a couple of stats to kind of ground us. We see on average about 31 accidents per day in this country for youths and for teenagers on ATVs and UTVs. And in just the first half of 23 alone, we saw more than 200 off-highway vehicle fatalities. And of those, a quarter were for operators under the age of 16. And in those incidents, in only three cases, were those victims wearing helmets. So this is really an effort for us. We see it through our claim activity and our large loss activity, but we're really trying to point, as you mentioned earlier, we're trying to point the community to the resources that are out there and available to help educate their families on how to stay safe in these vehicles. So yeah, for us, we're an insurance company, right? So it kind of starts around coverage. That's what that one of those pillars that you mentioned happens to be. The second pillar, which is really ties close to this work, is around safety. And the last is around loss prevention. So we're always trying to work inside the community. We want to make this kind of a dining room conversation for our customers in the ag community, so that we can work together to really increase the level of safety and reduce all those incidents.
Well, Dirk, you mentioned youth in there as well. And I think about this a lot of times, our teenagers are helping around the farm in many cases, but you know, a lot of young folks, especially younger than 16, you know, they need to be supervised if they're using any of these machines, ATVs, UTVs. And at the end of the day, they're not toys, right, Dirk?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And listen, these vehicles are a major attraction for children and teens on farms and ranches, but they can be as dangerous as they are fun. So that's why we're trying to get creative around getting this information in front of the young community, but we're also trying to make sure that we're involving the parents, right? So this, again, is kind of a family conversation that we want to have to make sure that that people are aware of what they can do. Safety classes that they can take, prevention materials that we can put in front of them. And this is right when you think back at some of the efforts that not only Nationwide, but all of the insurance industry has taken over the course of time. You know, there was a time where we were trying to educate people on using seatbelts in their vehicles. We've done a lot of work around distracted driving over the course of the last few years. So this is kind of a natural progression for us. And the reason that Nationwide did this work again is because there is such a link between these vehicles that it's
Well, again, big campaign this year surrounding UTV and championing rider safety. Dirk, before we run out of time and let you go, any final thoughts you would share just from Nationwide's TV safety that folks need to remember or anything?
Yeah, I guess what I would do, Jesse, is I would point them to the material itself. So we have been really fortunate that we've partnered with a lot of folks on this work. We've done some really great work with Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's been a great advocate of our work over the course of time, the ATV Safety Institute, the Recreational Off-Highway Vehicle Association. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there, including, by the way, the manufacturer of these manufacturers of these vehicles have done a great job at producing material as well. So we're trying to kind of harness that. And we wanted to point people to nationwide.com/ATV safety, where your listeners can get a lot more information, get access to resources to try, again, to do everything we can to reduce these incidents and make the community safer.
With that, Dirk Pollitt from Nationwide. Dirk, thanks for joining us here on AOA.
Thank you, Jesse.
Up next, Madison Kavarna with South Dakota State University Extension here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases, and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss. Are you heading to Commodity Classic? Stop by AGI booth 3403 for some exciting live radio. This is Jesse Allen. I'll be broadcasting AOA live on Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. We'll be discussing all things grain and digital, from bins and bin monitoring to data and dryers. That's Thursday from AGI booth 3403 from 9 to 10 a.m. at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
If you miss an episode of Market Talk, you can listen back to the show anytime. Just search for Market Talk on your podcast platform of choice, and you can hear past episodes of the program on demand.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, brought to you by our friends at Cenex. Not all grease is created equal. Cenex premium greases, they're made with high-quality ingredients to provide durable protection Find your nearest Cenex location or learn more online at cenex.com. Well, calving season is here or right around the corner for many folks, and we want to get some tips and things to remember and consider as you get busy with calving season. Joining us now to tell us more, she is a beef nutrition field specialist with South Dakota State University Extension. Madison Kavarna is with us here on AOA. Madison, it's great to talk with you again. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fantastic. My favorite season is upon us now. We've got a lot of new faces joining the herds all across the United States, and it's a really important time of year to set those herds up for success as we move forward through this new calendar year.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I know you have a couple recent articles available on the website, just some different tips and tricks when it comes to calving season. You have one article with ionophores and managing cocci in calves. So let's talk about some of these tips that you're sharing. And I guess pick where you want to start here, Madison. But what are some of the things you're talking about in these recent articles? What are things that you want our ranchers to think about and remember this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll kind of start off on the preparation for calving side, which is where these ionophores come into play. They typically come into conversation prior to calving. A lot of producers across the regions and all over experience some sort of incidence of coccidiosis within their herd. That disease is caused by a little bacteria that lives in the ground. It goes into their that young calf's gut, gives them some pretty severe scours, can really present some health concerns. And there has been some looking into whether feeding an ionophore can help those calves become less susceptible to that. And ionophores, a lot of the times, are not something new. It's a feed additive. A non-therapeutic antibiotic is the technical term. So they're not necessary to have a VFD for these, or those veterinary feed directives, but it's still important to keep track of how much you're feeding, because those end up shifting those bacterial populations within the gut to limit the amount of coccidiosis spores that are spread into the environment, those protozoa that cause this disease. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing with ionophores now is there's a bunch of brand names on the market, but the only one that's approved for mature beef cows is Monensin, often known the brand name as Rumensin. So that's a really important thing moving forward that we keep in mind, that we can't really go off label with any of these feed additives.
That's a great point you bring up. Sometimes, we may be looking at all the different products, but to your point, going off labels, not a good idea. And obviously, trying to manage cocci and calves, I know that that can be tough at sometimes, right, Madison?
Yeah, absolutely. So preventing and managing coccidiosis and those cocci infections within that herd really needs to be a wholesome approach. We need to go at it from all angles. So this goes back from pen management. We don't want those calves to be in super manure filled pens, deep bed packs that aren't properly managed, things like that. A big thing we can do to limit the exposure that these calves may have is we can actually calve on different ground from where those cows are wintered. So if you winter your cows on a cornstalk field and you plan to calve them out there as well, potentially moving them to a different area of that field or a different field altogether can really manage that clean environment for these new babies that hit the ground, really sets them up for a better round of success. But this is also where ionophores can come into play. If you're going to be feeding these cows from a mixer wagon or some sort of mixed diet, you can easily incorporate an ionophore. And what that ionophore does is it prevents those cows from shedding as much of this bacteria into the environment. So those calves have less of a chance to get exposed to it. The biggest thing, if you're going to feed ionophores, is they need to be fed for a minimum of 30 days at the recommended amount for it to work properly. So just talking with either your local extension specialist or a nutritionist or even your veterinarian will have some information for you to make sure you're using them to get the most out of them, for the most bang for your buck with these.
All right. Now, how about on the colostrum side? I was reading through your article, and you know, I love the title, Puts the Best Hoof Forward. So I believe this is something that we want to make sure happens pretty early on. Talk about some of the keys there.
Yeah, and there's a quote from a molecular biologist, so a really smart guy down at the research center by the name of Mike Clausen, and he had a really good quote that stuck with me, was that calves that don't receive colostrum are 50 times or more likely to die within those first three weeks of life. Excuse me. So when we're looking at colostrum, that's really how we can line our pockets a little bit, make sure those calves are set up. The biggest thing with colostrum is that's how the calves get their first immune system. They come out, they're born, they hit the ground. They don't have an immune system built up yet. There's not a lot of walls built up to prevent them from getting sick. And that's what the colostrum is supposed to do. It fills in that natural blank of where those calves, when they hit the ground to when they get their natural immune system in a few weeks. The colostrum provides some proteins called immunoglobulins. The biggest one people most are familiar with is IgG or immunoglobulin G. And that's what gives these calves that boost to fend off any of those nasty bugs they may come into contact with, which is why those ones who don't receive proper colostrum end up falling sick or end up dying from those diseases that they might catch as well.
Is it possible for producers to store colostrum, maybe get a head start on things or you know, have some reserves, things like that? Is that something that they can do?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that we can definitely learn as beef producers from the dairy industry. A lot of dairies actually will save colostrum from cows who calve to use to supplement calves and replace colostrum. The best colostrum we can give to calves is straight from mom. The replacement supplements work fantastic. There's nothing wrong with them if the time calls, but nature does it best. If we can get it from a cow, we really want to do that. That has all the natural proteins, fats, vitamins, minerals, in a way that's meant for that calf to digest. So you can collect colostrum from a cow if you have a really high producing cow in your herd. That she's in good health, has been on good nutrition, you know she's going to have some high quality colostrum coming. You can use that to store and use for those calves who maybe had a difficult birth or the infamous mom who doesn't have the best maternal instincts available. You can store that colostrum. The biggest thing that we're looking for to make sure it's properly handled is we don't want to store it in a refrigerator for more than 24 hours, and we want to get that colostrum as cold as possible, as soon as possible. So putting it in that freezer right away, putting it in plastic bags that are labeled. And then when you go to use that colostrum, making sure it's no older than a year old, but also when you're thawing it, don't use extremely hot water or microwave for longer than a minute at a time. That destroys all of those immune system building materials that are in there, which is the whole reason why we're giving that colostrum. So don't incidentally ruin things for you by not thawing it properly.
Well, I know folks, again, can look at both of these articles that Madison's put together at extension.sdstate.edu. You can find the links to both the articles there. And Madison, just to kind of wrap up here, as we're thinking about calving season here upon us, I know, knock on wood, we've had pretty decent weather here the last few weeks, so hopefully that will continue here through calving season to make things a little easier on us. What are some final things you would want to share with folks as they're getting prepped for calving season right now?
Absolutely. I know here in South Dakota, we've been battling some warm and cold spells. So just as the ground seems to firm back up, it gets back up into those 40s and 50s and that mud sets in. It's difficult to manage mud during this time of the year, but if we can give cows that nice dry place to lay, a dry place to calve, they will do a lot of the work for us. So just making sure you're managing those pens to the best of your ability. We're not going to get rid of some of these Mother Nature things all at once, but if we can give those cows some extra steps or extra setup for them to do better, that's the best that we can do. And really just making sure we're keeping an eye on them during this time of year, making sure those calves get up and nurse within that 4-hour window, making sure that we get them set up correctly. So really just keep doing what you're doing. It's a tough time of year. There's a lot going on, but it is ultimately pretty rewarding. So just keeping an eye on your herd and making sure that they're doing what we need them to do.
Well, good thoughts. And again, learn more at extension.sdstate.edu. With that, SDSU Extension Beef Nutrition Field Specialist, Madison Cavardo. Madison, thanks for joining us on the program today. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. Looking forward to our next conversation.
All right, up next here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel, we're going to talk with Florida Representative Kat Kamick on the way right after the break.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-844-903-1744. 1-844-903-1744. That's 1-844-903-1744.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
There is moving higher, suggesting better demand. However, U.S. soybeans are not competitive. Traders will be keeping an eye on central and northern Brazil weather, which appears to be drier and warmer over the next 10 days. In Argentina, that crop appears to be faring well. Wheat markets are trading higher for the second straight day after both Kansas City and Minneapolis futures fell to new lows Monday. Pressuring wheat markets lately has been the still aggressive selling by Russia. For AOA, I'm Jody Heemstra, and this is the American Ag Network.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss. How long have you been wearing a hat, hiding thinning hair, or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer. You're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right now, Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone that texts EDGE to 200-300. Plus, text right now and get a link to this month's incredible deals. Join the millions of people who come to Bosley and see just how awesome your hair could look. Text EDGE to 200-300 for your absolutely free information kit and a free $250 gift card off, plus a special link to incredible deals. Text EDGE to 200-300 now. Text EDGE to 200-300.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any three or more A. O. Smith water heaters. And there's more. Save 15% when you buy any four or more Purdy products.
Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In Europe and why it should be a wake-up call for America. We've been covering some of these farmer protests ongoing in different countries in Europe. So I'd love for you to just share a bit of what you wrote and your perspective on why this is important for American farmers and folks here in the country.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty crazy. We've been watching around the world as farmers have been really their everyday livelihoods under assault. And finally, we're seeing a pushback, particularly in Europe. I think even just this week, there was a pretty big revolt in France with our French farmers against the government. And it really ought to be a wake-up call, as I stated in my op-ed, about what that means here at home in the United States. And it is the ever-growing, ever-present role of big bureaucratic government in our everyday lives that is really the scary thing. And when it comes to agriculture, that couldn't be more devastating, because whether it is the high cost of your inputs, whether it's your labor, your fertilizer, your fuel, or you're dealing with a regulatory regime that is effectively putting you and your every and your way of life out of business, it's something that sends red flags up across the world. And so, you know, when you think of the EU in particular and how they have turned into effectively a giant administrative state where you have bureaucrats rather than elected officials who want to dictate certain industries versus, you know, here in the United States, we're still really in that fight against big government and against the unelected, nameless, faceless bureaucrats. That's really what we're seeing is that's the canary in the mine shaft. That is in the coal mine. They are what we could very easily become. So it's something that we're watching. And like I said, it should be a wake up call, because for so long we have not considered food security national security. And it's well past time that we do so.
In your view, could agriculture become the next big political talking point globally? And to your point, maybe we're already there. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. In America, we have continually talked about it being part of our heritage, part of our culture, but we haven't really instilled in the mindset of people that food security is national security, because we have it in abundance. We have school children that takes, you know, field trips to the grocery store, and they think that their food is coming from the back end of a Kroger or Publix. And I think if we had a major crisis in this country where the trucks stopped, you know, moving and the farmers stopped producing, within 3 days, people would be looking around panicking. And so when we become reliant on foreign adversaries for our food source, then all of a sudden we're beholden to forces outside of our control. And we're quickly approaching that when we think about how much food we import in this country and how aggressively we are really regulating these folks out of business, with the family farms going under more and more every single year. And so I think now people are starting to wake up to, oh my gosh, I need to get very serious about thinking of buying local and sourcing local. And it's more than just a kitschy thing to catch on. It is a national security, long-term security issue. And we're seeing it play out, not just at the federal level, but at the state and local, where we've had municipalities and counties basically bar people from having gardens in their front yard. I mean, that's insane. We should be encouraging that type of activity, but instead you have governments that are prohibiting it in some cases.
Well, and to your point earlier, a lot of folks may or may not know exactly where their food comes from. So a good point there to think about. And again, we're going to continue to watch these farmer protests over in Europe and see their impact here at home. And we'll share a link to your op-ed as well, folks that want to check that out. I want to focus here at home a little bit more as well and talk about the farm bill. You're on the House Ag Committee. We're trying to get a new farm bill done that reflects a lot of the many interests of U.S. agriculture. What's the latest you can share in terms of getting that done?
Well, suffice it to say, it's been a frustrating process. We are currently operating on a basic reauthorization of the 18 Farm Bill, and we were hoping to have it completed last year, but of course, shenanigans in the House prevented us from getting that across the finish line. So as it stands right now, we're looking at mid-March being our timeline to have draft text presented, a full markup in committee, and then hopefully getting it on the House floor and across to the Senate. The things that I am really focused on, particularly for the state of Florida, is AGI, so adjusted gross incomes. With the consolidation that we have had happen all across the country, these small mom and pop operations, you know, they have to continually grow at higher and higher levels and really scale up operations just to make ends meet. And government hasn't kept up with that in terms of disaster relief or caps on certain programs. So it's really becoming a tough situation for a lot of our family farms. So, you know, making adjustments on AGI, really protecting that safety net for people who have skin in the game and that risk in the ground. Making it so that we have our SNAP and nutritional program tied to American production. I couldn't believe this when we were going through this, that, you know, for the $124 billion that we spend every single year in SNAP and EBT, only $26 million. $26 million out of $124 billion with a B is required to be American products. Wow. If it's an American taxpayer who's financing it, it damn well should be an American farmer that's growing it. And so we want to really see a change in tying the produce that is consumed through the nutritional programs be American products. It should be American fruits, vegetables, dairy, meat, and products that are consumed. And I think that would be a really strong and effective lifeline to our farmers and our producers. We really want to make sure that we're putting ag first. And of course, there's some great conservation titles in there as well, but just common sense reforms that have been needed to be in there and just haven't quite made it across the finish line. That's what we're focused on.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned some of your Florida priorities for the Farm Bill. We talk a lot with folks who are in row crop states or the Delta. Not a lot of perspective from the Southeast sometimes, so it's nice to hear that. And I know, too, that many of the challenges for producers in Florida, they can be quite different sometimes than other parts of the country, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen in the past where how that had a direct impact on Florida as a whole, because there was no seasonal or perishable provisions put in, and it really put our producers in line with producers. Our harvests, our seasons really lined up, and we saw where a lot supposed to protect American farmers were enforced, and that really hurt Florida producers. Now you fast forward seasonal or perishable provisions, and you know, you're competing with folks that are paying what we pay in an hour, they pay in a day. They don't have near the same regulatory standards that we do. There's a lot of IP thefts, you know, a lot of the R&D that goes into these new varieties that are hardy and resistant to pests and disease, that gets stolen. And while our farmers and ranchers are paying for that, and you know, royalties and whatnot, we have competitors across the globe that aren't. And so Florida has a tremendous opportunity to really benefit from a strong farm bill that could give them some relief. And like I said, really make sure that that safety net that is so critical for our folks, especially specialty crop folks. You know, in Florida, we have 300 specialty crops, and we're also one heck of a cow-calf state. Not a lot of people think about us in that way, but we have such a robust ag sector that it's really important we protect it. And let's just be honest, you know, the ag industry in in America has really kind of been defined by big ag, you know, corn and soybeans and whatnot. Specialty crops are a huge part of our economic driver and our machine here in Florida. And there's not a lot of resources or technical assistance. Important thing for us to be focusing on, as well as some basic things like a voluntary base update. Like I said, API adjustments is going to be a big one, and streamlining disaster relief for ag.
Well, real quick before we let you go, too, you mentioned this earlier, shenanigans of the House that we've seen. I know we still have to get an appropriations done here and fund the government. We have some shutdown deadlines in front of us. Real quick, are we going to be able to get this done ahead of these deadlines here in March?
Oof, you know, the farm bill moving is contingent on whether or not we can move past this bizarre two-step CR deal that was negotiated last fall. And while I am always the eternal optimist, I feel that we still have some painful things that need to happen before everyone just wakes up and realizes that it's not about Washington, it's about the American people, and they need to start acting like it's about the American people, put their petty politics and personalities to the side. I think we really are dangerously close to a shutdown, which I always am quick to remind my friends who advocate for a shutdown that, you know, a shutdown means we spend more money, and a CR is not good governance. I have no interest in continuing the policies of Nancy Pelosi. So all that to say, we've got a lot of really, really tough, painful work ahead in the next few weeks. And that's when we can then turn our focus to the very, very important farm bill, which that's going to be a battle in itself.
Well, with that, Florida Congresswoman Kat Kamick, appreciate you joining us here on AOA today. Thanks so much, and we'll get you back on the show again in the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more AOA brought to you by Cenex right after this.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Victory over cancer is in front of us. Right now, cancer research is saving lives. Cancer research, funded by the V Foundation, is leading to new discoveries and new treatments, and ultimately, one day, victory over cancer. Give to the V Foundation. Right now, one out of every two men and one out of every three women will get cancer in their lifetime. Now is your moment. You may save someone you love. 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing research. 100%. Donate at V.org. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Justin Cawley, a transportation expert with CHS, will discuss shipping challenges affecting agriculture. Justin, the Panama Canal and Suez Canal are important maritime shortcuts, but recently fewer ships are transiting the canals. Please describe what's happening there.
There have been several significant challenges to shipping over the past year. We've seen profound impacts from the drought in the Panama Canal, followed by the challenges with the Houthis targeting commercial ships in the Suez Canal.
Well, Justin, why is the Panama Canal important to agriculture?
Well, the Panama Canal is essentially a shortcut for those farmers that ship via the U.S. river system to have more competitive access to the Far East. Today, with the water situation in the Panama Canal, shippers are forced to either light load cargo And there's increased cost to ship via the Panama Canal via their auction system. And what we're finding is that the ship shipping grain really can't afford to pay what the ship shipping natural gas are doing or the container ships. And so the ships that are coming from the U.S. Gulf to the Far East are shipping either via the Suez Canal or with the issues in the Suez now, they're shipping via the Cape of Good Hope. And what this does is it adds cost to that shipment, adds about 30% more time as well as 30% more fuel.
Well, how will ships being diverted from the Suez Canal affect farmers?
The Suez Canal has been an alternative to the Panama Canal for these farmers. Without the Suez in play, they have a slightly longer route via the Cape of Good Hope. The Suez Canal is much more important, impactful for farmers in the Black Sea region to access the Far East. So U.S. farmers might find that they've become relatively more competitive to those growers in Ukraine and Romania. It's also important to note that Brazil's routing to the Far East typically sails via the Good Hope normally, and these canals are irrelevant for their access to the Far East markets.
Thank you for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.
Wheat growers of the North, it's time to push performance to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB9590 and WB9479 with high protein, yield potential, and standability. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases, and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Directions.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Downtime's a waste. Keep your equipment running smoothly by using high-quality Cenex premium diesel fuel. Learn more at Cenex.com. Right now, we want to think about lessons learned last season and how they can help us this year. Joining us, LG Seeds agronomist in Illinois, Brian Weimer. Brian, thanks for being with us on the show. Sounds like you're having pretty good weather there in Illinois.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of a false start with spring. Everybody gets a little bit antsy when you get in the middle of February and you start getting nice weather like this. But this time of year, hey, we'll take it and get some things knocked out.
Definitely. Well, and maybe getting some people thinking about the fact that spring planting season is right around the corner. And I want to get to that, but I want to set us up. Let's think about what we saw in the 2023 growing season. Obviously, you know, areas across the country had issues with drought and dryness, but we also ended up with a record corn crop, for instance, things like that. So what were some of the big lessons that you learned and others learned when it came to 2023's growing season? Let's start there.
Yeah. And tell growers that we were going to have the crop that we had this fall. I think they would have thought you're crazy. We went through quite a bit of stress there in the month of June, but you know, if you look back at the growing season, there was a lot of things that really set us up for success. And I think one of those starts at planting. You know, we had a really good planting window to get the crop in. Guys didn't have to push the envelope like they do most years. And, you know, we got that crop plant in really good conditions. And that set us up for a really good season. And the other thing, too, I cover central Illinois as well as southern Illinois for LG Seeds. And you know, for our area, you know, usually drainage is one of those things that's a limiting factor for us. And actually having the dry weather, we didn't have the drowned out spots that we usually see year after year. So some of those things really contributed to having such a real great crop this past year. And, you know, the other thing, too, was when we went through the stress, we were actually able to cool off during the nighttime days. So, you know, we were able to give that crop a chance to breathe. And you know, when you went out and looked at crop, you know, 7-8 o'clock in the morning, it actually looked pretty good. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you wanted to go find something else to do than drive around and look at crops. So I think if there's one lesson that we learned big picture was that you never give up on a corn crop. You know, in the month of June, we were, a lot of guys were thinking about pulling some things back and cutting some input costs because, you know, at the time you looked at the crop and walking through fields, you just didn't think you're going to have anything. But obviously we saw something drastically different when combines started going through in the fall. And so really probably one of the biggest lessons to learn is no matter how bleak things seem in the growing season, you never want to give up on this crop because, you know, if growers did pull back some of those inputs in season, you know, it was definitely hurting their bottom line when combines started going through.
Well, and I know too, as far as the 2023 crop, we didn't necessarily see much in the way of disease and pest pressure. I know we did, but maybe it wasn't as huge of an issue in certain areas than it has been in previous years. Would you agree with that, Brian?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. You know, typically when you start looking at things, especially from a disease standpoint, you know, usually when you have those heavy disease environments, that's when you have humidity, you have a lot of rainfall. And things like that. And we just didn't see that this year. It was really pretty mild from a disease standpoint. And from a pest standpoint as well, it was also a very calm summer, if you would call it that. There just wasn't many huge hurdles and obstacles that we had to overcome from that side of things. I do think from a disease standpoint, it's always a good idea to keep thinking about fungicides in your program with those crops because those fungicide applications do aid in a couple of other different things. I think one thing, too, with the newer formulations, you get a lot better residual control than what you did with older formulations in the past. And the other thing, too, is it also helps from a crop harvestability standpoint. It keeps that plant green. It keeps it a lot healthier. And so if we do run into kind of some curveballs in harvest time, you know, that kind of gives us a little bit of an insurance that we're going to have a good standing and harvestable crop in the fall.
Well, of course, no two growing seasons are the same. Lot can change between now and when we roll combines later in 2024. But I know a lot of farmers are making seed decisions, things like that right now. We're getting geared up to plant this 2024 crop. So thinking of some of those lessons we learned in 23, what can we take and apply it to the 2024 growing season ahead? What would you tell folks they need to keep in mind right now, Brian?
So one of the things that I always encourage growers to think about in any growing season and start planning for the following is, you know, really looking back historically on your farm and seeing what are those major things that have yielded success on your farm in years past. You know, one of the big things we just talked about was growers were shocked at the crop they were bringing in. But then another theme that a lot of growers were finding, too, was nothing really stuck out. I mean, everything was, you know, we had a solid crop, you know, hybrids across the board did really well. And a lot of our management practices turned out to be very profitable and things seemed to just work out really well for us this past year. So I always encourage growers to look back at some of the things that, you know, have historically worked really well and kind of building that baseline as you start thinking about next growing season. Then the other thing, too, is not losing sight of trying some new things on your farm, some different farming practices, some things to keep moving forward and pushing the envelope. You know, you don't have to try things, you know, big scale. You can always do things smaller scale, try some test trials. With the technology that we have and the equipment that we have, you know, it's a lot easier to do some of that on-farm research today than what it was in years past. And the other thing, too, is if growers are thinking about things, you know, from a management practice standpoint that requires large capital expenditures like equipment, it doesn't mean we have to go out there and purchase those large pieces of equipment. You know, there's a lot of different options out there, whether it's a neighbor who has a piece of equipment that you'd like to try some on a few acres. There's always those options to test, trial those things and see if it's a fit for your farm and be thinking about the future as well and implementing new practices.
Well, and to your point, a lot of new genetics out there, a lot of things that farmers can try. I know if they have questions, they can reach out to an agronomist such as yourself and get more information. With that, Brian Weimer with LG Seeds. Brian, thanks for joining us here on the program today and giving us some thoughts as we think about 2024 spring planting season. Have a good one. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse, and thanks for having me.
Once again, LG Seeds agronomist in Illinois, Brian Weimer, joining us here today on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. Extreme cold temperatures put your vehicles to the test. Cenex premium lubricants are made with quality ingredients to keep you going. Find your nearest Cenex location or learn more online at Cenex.com. Coming up on tomorrow's AOA, we will be broadcasting live from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. Looking forward to it. That's all the time we have, though, for today's program. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. Join us every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, where we take a close look at the benefits of cooperative ownership. Every week, we'll host a new guest and discuss how you can get the most from working with your local cooperative. And we'll learn why farmers and ranchers just like you choose cooperatives to help them persevere and prosper. Tune in each Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more. Are you heading to Commodity Classic? Stop by AGI booth 3403 for some exciting live radio. This is Jesse Allen. I'll be broadcasting AOA live on Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. We'll be discussing all things grain and digital, from bins and bin monitoring to data and dryers. That's Thursday from AGI booth 3403 from 9 to 10 a.m. at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just open the app and something good will already be playing, because it's curated by real humans who love TV as much as you do. So you'll spend a lot less time scrolling and a whole lot more.